Welcome to Power Play. On a day the Ethics Commissioner has opened an investigation into a current prime minister. That's Justin Trudeau's New Year's Eve getaway to the Aga Khan's private island. Coming up, we will ask our MPs if the ethics probe tarnishes the Trudeau image. And we will check in with the first stop on the prime minister's outreach blitz in Atlantic Canada. The second in command of Canada's military got the temporary heave-ho today, reportedly for leaking classified information. We'll get the latest from our Mercedes Stevenson in minutes. And the new immigration minister has a personal connection to his department. He is a Somalian refugee himself, and he has never shied away from strong opinions. Ahmed Hussein joins us for a feature interview. But first, Canada's Ethics Commissioner has never completed an investigation into a sitting prime minister before. But Mary Dawson announced she's starting one on Justin Trudeau today. This all relates to the prime minister's holiday earlier this month on a private island owned by the Aga Khan, whose foundation lobbied and received government support. The prime minister was also given a private helicopter ride to the island, along with an MP and the Liberal Party president. Our MPs, I'm sure, have a cross-spectrum of views on how much damage this is causing the Trudeau brand. Well, let's call him in. Marco Mendicino is a Liberal MP, and he joins us from Toronto. That's also where we find John Brassard. He's a Conservative MP. And Alexander Boularis is an NDP MP, and he joins us from Montreal. Welcome to you all, gentlemen. Let's start with you, John. There is a presumption of innocence here. Justin Trudeau may have done absolutely nothing wrong. But what does the investigation say to you, just the fact that there's one being done?
Well, I think, you know, as a new MP, Marco's a new MP as well, we're all told what the ethics guidelines and the conflicts of interest rules and laws are all about when we're first elected. The prime minister ought to have known. In fact, I would suggest that he and others did know that this was wrong. He could have easily sought out the advice of the ethics commissioner to determine whether, in fact, this was appropriate. And the fact that it was hidden, and it wasn't until the media shined a light on this, Don, that it actually, you know, Canadians became aware of it, and we became aware of it as well. So I think it's good that the ethics commissioner is looking into this. You know, the one thing you have to understand, prime ministers and ministers of the crown have broad-ranging powers. With a stroke of a pen, they can dictate policy and they can allocate funding as well. So the issue
I just want to say this.
They have the ability to do that with a stroke of a pen. This line that is drawn, the ethics rules and the conflict of interest rules are critical in order to make sure that there's no perception of wrongdoing or any undue influence within those offices.
Marco, I know you're going to be chomping at the bit, but I want to bring in Alexandra here for a second to get the opposition roundup on this. Alexandra, what did he do wrong, if anything, and what does this say about Trudeau's brand?
You know, what Mary Dawson, you know, announced today is a big, big development. You know, she found that there's enough in that scandal, in that story, to launch an official investigation under two sections of the Conflict of Interest Act, 11 about gifts, and 12 about the use of a private aircraft or helicopter in this case. So there's two stories there. There's the possibility of a strong conflict of interest between the foundation of Mr. Khan and the federal money that goes into there, and also the illegal use of a private helicopter to go to a private island.
Yeah, Marco, all right, over to you. But keep in mind that this is the first time that the ethics commissioner has gone all the way into investigation. She may call it off like she did before with Stephen Harper, but she hasn't said that so far. Why is your prime minister not able to see there might have been an ethical conflict here?
Well, because I would argue there isn't one, and it may be the first time the opposition has become so preoccupied with the prime minister spending some personal time with his family and friends over the course of a holiday. What we have here is the prime minister having a personal vacation with family and friends at the invitation of a close friend who happens to be the Aga Khan. He took the only mode of transportation that was available to get to that particular destination point. Since coming back from his vacation, he has been upfront about the unique and exceptional circumstances around how he got to that destination point. The opposition continue to be focused on the prime minister. And the reason why it wasn't broadcast beforehand, Don, as you could well imagine, is because of important security considerations. The opposition doesn't seem to care about the safety of the prime minister and his family, which is fine. The prime minister is concerned about Canadians. And we saw that during the course of the election. We continue to see it now.
Well, Marco, I'm not sure I'd agree with you that they don't care about his security, but certainly, yeah. John, I wouldn't mind getting your thoughts. The point is, the prime minister couldn't have got to that island without that private helicopter. It's the only way in. And the Aga Khan was a close friend of the family, which is an exemption under the code of conduct. So what possibly could Justin Trudeau have done wrong?
Well, once again, I'll leave it to Marco to defend the indefensible, Don. But the reality is, this is a government that's built itself on a narrative of openness and transparency. This is anything but. The Prime Minister and the PMO didn't give any indication at all that this was happening. And in fact, it took the media to shine the light on this. And so, right. You know, the reality, I don't want to slight the good name of the Aga Khan, and I also don't want to bring some disrepute to his foundation. But those ethical guidelines and those rules are in place to prevent this very thing from happening. The Prime Minister should have known, his staff should have known, ministers know, and we as MPs know. All we got to do is ask the Ethics Commissioner. And if you're not asking the Ethics Commissioner when the opportunity is there to ask her, then you probably know that something's wrong, and they certainly know.
I just feel compelled to point out something, that under the Act, there is a timeline within which you can make declarations regarding the section that my colleagues have referred to. I believe it's 30 days. Prime Minister was well within that timeline, as well as his staff. And so there has been full and frank disclosure about the unique circumstances of this particular vacation.
It wasn't until it was found out.
Okay, well, I want to quickly, before I go back to Alexander to wrap this up, I want to get your thoughts, Marco. Like, on top of the fact that all these pay-for-access controversies are coming on, and this comes out, are you not a little bit concerned that the perception is going to be a problem for the Prime Minister, even if the reality isn't?
Well, set aside the perception, which I'll leave to you and the media and the opposition to continue to be focused on, look at what is actually going on with the Prime Minister doing a cross-country tour, connecting with Canadians, listening to their questions, embracing their concerns, and trying to turn their hopes and aspirations into reality. That's what matters, Don. We see the opposition continue to be focused on the Prime Minister. They haven't taken any of the lessons which they ought to have learned during the course of the election. That's fine. It's predictable. It's also ineffective. The Prime Minister and this government is focused on Canadians and delivering for the middle class, which we will continue to do.
Alexandre Boulouris, I'd like to get your thoughts on all of this.
Yeah, there's a lot. First, you know, Marco, when you say it's a family vacation, I would ask the question, why do you bring another MP and the president of the Liberal Party of Canada? About the utilization of the private helicopter to go to the island, you know, the Section 12 of the Act is quite clear that it's forbidden in any circumstances, except some exceptional circumstances.
And
but
if it's the only
can
way you
say
can get
that
to the
I
island.
Want to go swim at the beach of my billionaire friend is an exceptional circumstances. I don't think average Canadian will buy that. And about the tour, it's really nice. You know, we like politicians to talk to the people. We like that. But it really, really looks like a desperate attempt to switch the channel from scandals to, oh, no, don't look there. Look there. He's smiling. He's kissing babies. He's shaking hands. He's a good guy at the end of the day. Everybody can see that now.
My colleague might want to distill this to an exercise in PR, but if you take a look at the way that the Prime Minister is interacting with Canadians to a degree that we've never seen before, that's authentic, Don, and I would argue is far more important.
All right. We're out of time. Thank you all.
Don.
We appreciate you coming in to talk about this. I'm sure we haven't heard the last of it.
We'll thanks, Don. Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you. You too. Also in Ottawa today, man, there was a shocking shakeup in the Canadian military, and this happened over the weekend as the number two general was replaced. Let's bring in our eye on the military. Mercedes Stevenson joins me in the studio. Paint the picture for us. What happened on Friday?
The CDS, the Chief of the Defence Staff, so Canada's top soldier, signed an order relieving his second-in-command of his duties. In the meantime, the head of the Navy is stepping in. There has been absolutely no explanation as to why this has happened. This is the person who was in charge of the purse strings. It's the person who reformed the Navy in many ways, and it's the person who acted on behalf of the Chief of the Defense Staff whenever he's out of town. The Vice Chief is a huge job. Mark Norman, a very well-liked guy.
You know him. You've met him many times.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's outspoken. He's quite comfortable with journalists. So everybody I talked to today about this, Don, was absolutely shocked, including some very senior members of the Canadian Forces who had no idea this had happened until CTV reached out to them.
You know, like, how can they dismiss the number two without an official explanation? I mean, the Globe's reporting it was over a leak. We don't. Your sources say there may be other explanations, but how do you do that and not explain to Canadians?